Hey everybody, welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you untangle those mental knots and reclaim your time, energy, and, honestly, sanity. Today, we're diving into something that's become a buzzword lately, but trust me, it's way more than just a trendy hashtag. Minimalism and intentional living. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things? Like there's never enough time in the day or space in your mind? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that screams more, more, more. But what if I told you less could actually be more? What if simplifying your life wasn't just about decluttering your closet, but also decluttering your thoughts and priorities? Let me tell you, minimalism isn't about living in a stark white studio or apartment with absolutely nothing. It's about consciously choosing what truly matters to you and letting go of the rest. Think of it like this. You wouldn't wear every single outfit in your closet on a daily basis, right? Some pieces are special for certain occasions, some don't fit anymore, and some just don't make you feel good. Minimalism applies to all areas of life. It's about recognizing that the stuff we accumulate, things, commitments, even thoughts can weigh us down if we let them. So how do we actually simplify? Here are five key takeaways to help you get started. First up, identify your values. What truly matters to you in life? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing creative passions, exploring the outdoors? Once you know your core values, everything else falls into place. It becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with them and yes to experiences that enrich your life. Second, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight, it's overwhelming. Begin by decluttering one drawer, one shelf, or even just 5 items from your digital inbox. The key is consistency. Small actions add up over time and build momentum. You know that feeling when you finally clean out that clutter junk drawer? Your satisfaction. That's the power of starting small. Third, be mindful of your consumption. Before buying something new, ask yourself, do I really need this? Will it add value to my life? Or is it just another impulse purchase that will end up gathering dust? Remember, less is often more. You don't need to own everything to experience joy and fulfillment. Fourth, create space for what matters. This can mean physical space in your home, mental space for relaxation and reflection, or even time in your schedule dedicated to activities you love. When you prioritize the things that truly matter, everything else seems to fall into place more easily. And finally, remember that minimalism is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel tempted by excess. That's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. The important thing is to stay true to your values and create a life that feels authentically yours. Think about the last time you tried to cram too much into one day. You probably felt overwhelmed, stressed, and ultimately unproductive, right? That's what happens when we overcommit ourselves and try to do it all. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work. So how can minimalism help with this? By consciously choosing fewer commitments and saying no more often, you create space for the things that truly matter. You become more present in your daily life and less scattered. Remember that feeling of accomplishment when you actually get to finish everything on your to-do list because you prioritized effectively? That's the magic of intentional living. Don't just take my word for it, though. Think about a situation where you felt overwhelmed, maybe work piled up, or social events kept popping up, and you were struggling to keep up. What if you had taken a step back, identified your priorities, and made some conscious choices about what to let go of? Would that have made things feel lighter? Less stressful? It's all about making intentional choices that align with your values and goals. Remember, life isn't about checking off every item on the list, it's about savoring the moments that truly matter. So, my friends, today I want you to commit to one small act of simplification. It could be decluttering a drawer, saying no to one extra commitment this week, or simply taking 10 minutes each day to meditate and center yourself. Every little bit counts. Share your experience in the comments below. What's one thing you're letting go of today? Don't forget to subscribe to Let That Stuff Go for daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep it simple, keep it real, and let that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.